chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. The King James Version says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hail, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these things take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increases that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwelleth therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Stay right there. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may deliver it from the power of evil. And that's what I want to talk about this Sunday morning. Woe unto the wicked. Woe unto the wicked. My brothers and my sisters, every day it seems like we're seeing some wickedness pervade the land. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, I don't know when it was, but I saw what happened on yesterday. Another young black male was killed, shot in the back by running from police in Atlanta, Georgia. And now Atlanta, again, like Watts in Detroit, is on fire. There's so much wickedness going on in the land. And last week, Habakkuk spoke to us, and Habakkuk wanted me to remind you that God, after having this conversation with Habakkuk, and after going back and forth with Habakkuk, and Habakkuk raises the same questions that we raise today. God, well, why is all this going on? And God, where are you? And then Habakkuk raises that great question, God, why are you even allowing me to see all this? Habakkuk is perplexed. Why do you even let me see this? Why are you ruining my day? Why every time I turn on the news, there's some other black man being killed. There's some wickedness going on in the land. Got a crazy president, got a crazy governor who keeps a state of emergency, but then keeps opening up shops. Extend the state of emergency, but open up more stores and shop for people to get. It just does not make sense to us, everything that we're seeing going on in the land. And so Habakkuk was like, God, why are you even showing me all this? And he says, I'm showing you all this so you can write a vision for the people. For the people will have to endure pain, but it is only for a season. But I need you, Habakkuk, to write a vision for the people, to encourage the people. To encourage the people. To encourage the people to not give up faith. I need you to encourage them during this period of perplexity and this period of pain. And then he says, I know it appears that the wicked are winning. I know it appears that the wicked are winning. But Habakkuk tells us that God instructs him to remind the people that the wicked will only prosper temporarily. And truly, like Al Sharpton said during the funeral of Brother Floyd the other week, we are dealing with wickedness in high places. But this should not be a shock to those of us in the community of faith. The church has always, since the day that Jesus was persecuted, the church has always been persecuted. And it will continue to be persecuted, but it will also continue to grow. I wish I had a witness up in here. It will be persecuted, but it will also prosper at the same time in which it is persecuted. From the time the children of Israel were discovered to grow into large numbers by the Egyptians, we've been persecuted. And the same thing that happened to the children of Israel is happening right now to the children of Big Mama. As our numbers continue to grow, they are trying to wipe us out. The children of God are always a threat to wickedness. See, brown folk and black folk, we forgive. See, one of the things that the majority's cultures, they're so concerned that brown folk and black folk are going to get together and do the same thing to them that they did to us. But that ain't in our nature. And part of it right now, a lot of y'all have noticed a whole lot of guilt tripping going on. I have received more calls. Let me stop right there. There's a whole lot of guilt going on right now in the nation. Because now they want to be your friend. Now they want to say good morning. Now they want to say we understand. We've been trying to tell y'all this since 1619. See, wickedness likes to drink Patron. Wickedness likes prostitutes. Wickedness loves power. And wickedness likes phony photos in front of churches with an upside down Bible. But God says to people here in verse 6, people have to take a proverb. Proverbs means that they have to have their own wisdom. The Bible says that the people, Erica, have the power to stop wickedness from increasing. The people have the power to pray. The people have the power to protest. The people have a right to lift their voices against wickedness in high places. And the people have the power to vote wickedness out of office. Habakkuk says, when all your creditors have come and gone, your creditors are going to default on their loans. See, we've loaned them our trust. We loaned them our taxes. We loaned them our treasury. And the Bible says that they're about to default on everything we have loaned them. Habakkuk tells us really it's collection time. Everything the locusts have stole from us, everything the devil has taken from us, that the Bible says that it is collection time. And you got to believe that right now in your spirit, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That everything they have stole from us, everything wickedness took from you, Habakkuk tells us right here that woe unto the wicked, because now it is collection time for the righteous. I wish I had someone who believes the word of God that understands, yes, we will have to endure some pain. Yes. We will have to do this this perplexity. Yes! But harvest time. You read the scriptures that they will default on their loan and foreclose on their future, but it's going to be a glorious future for the children of God. I just feel that right now in my spirit, right now, that I just believe that what Habakkuk is telling us for the city, it's going to be all right, and you're going to be greater after this. Time to take back everything that the wickedness has stolen from us. In verse 9, again, Habakkuk says, woe to him who covets evil against for his house. Woe unto him that uses evil methods, evil tactics to increase his house while our houses fall in despair. Woe unto any leader who does not have a heart for the children of God. I wish we could tell 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue what happened to Saul, because it's about to happen again. Wickedness in high places will not last forever. It's time to take your house back. Time to take your home back. Time to take your family back. There were a whole lot of people who would not have been divorced by now if it hadn't been for Corona. A whole lot of people would have left their home, but you ain't got nowhere to go.
Rona done kept a whole lot of relationships. Hey, ain't nobody want to be a witness because you're sitting right next to him in the bed watching me now, holding hands. You'd have been gone and you'd been left. But Rona done kept y'all together. You're too scared. Where you going? Your mama won't want you because she old and she can't have you because she got other stuff going on in her life, so she can't go to your mama's house. She got already pre-existing conditions and she ain't cooking for you. You better stay. Help me, somebody. God is doing a great thing right now. And you are about to, you are about to get everything back if you stay right there. He says in this season, if we don't cry out, the stone will cry out from the wall. And the Bible says, and the beam from the timbers will answer it. The Bible says that the stones will cry out, and even the timbers will answer it. The stones will cry out, and even the timbers will answer it. You done missed it. The stones will cry out, and the timber will answer it. The stone will cry out, and the timber, maybe y'all don't know what timber is, and the wood. And the wood will answer it. The stone that the builders rejected, and the cross of Jesus will answer it. You got questions? The cross will answer it. You don't understand? The cross will answer it. You confused? The cross will answer it. You got some questions? The cross will answer it. You got some interrogatories? The cross will answer it. You got some things you need to know? The Bible says that the cross of Jesus Christ. That's why I declare unto you today that Habakkuk is a pre-Calvary prophet. When he speaks about this timber answering it, then he's saying that one day there will be a cross. One day there will be two beams put together. One vertical beam that stretches from heaven to all the way down to earth. There will be a horizontal beam that stretches all across the world. And every answer that you need, every question that you can pull, the blood of Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus will solve all of our calamities. He says, if you're looking for an answer, you don't have to wait because God is here. He is Emmanuel. He's already here. He is our present help in the time of trouble. I know we can't understand what's going on in the land right now. I know there's so much blood being shed by our brothers right now on the streets of America. But I remind you, 2 years ago, there was some blood shed on a hill called Calvary, up on Golgotha's hill in Jerusalem. And it was the blood that saved me. It was the blood that healed me. It was the blood that delivered me. And it's the blood of Jesus that came from the timbers that will answer all of life's questions. Woe unto the wicked, for your season is over. That's it. That's all I got to tell you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And we, the people of faith, don't have to worry. Chris Rock was wrong in his last presentation where he said that, you know, we were waiting for bad things to happen to bad people, and sometimes that thing never comes around. Chris ain't no prophet. Chris ain't no preacher. The Bible is true. You will reap not only what you sow, but you will reap more than you sow. Well, Chris just don't understand. He just ain't seen with other people who have gone through. It looks like they're prospering. It looks like they got a big house. It looks like they got a nice car. It looks like they got a nice person on their side. But that person rent it. That car ain't theirs. That house in foreclosure. Everything that shines ain't gold. That's why I'm glad that that timber ain't shiny. Wood ain't pretty until it's varnished. But the Bible declares it will answer God's God make the enemies your footstool. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. My brothers and my sisters, there might be one again who wants to give their life.